This morning slash afternoon in Studio A2, you just heard it in the concert calendar, the band that is performing at the Shelter tonight joins me. It's the Revivalists. Welcome, gentlemen.
How you doing? Good to be here.
Good to have you. You can speak, too.
Hey.
So the band is not just released. It's been about a year since you released your fourth release,
yep.
Men Amongst Mountains, and a song that's in a pretty heavy rotation, getting a lot of attention here at the station. Wish I Knew You is one that I believe we're going to start the session with. So let's reintroduce everybody to the Revivalists with the song Wish I Knew You.
All right.
We're in Studio 2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Here it's been so long. Two
Studio A2 is made possible with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. That is David Shaw and Zach Feinberg of the band The Revivalists, who are performing tonight at The Shelter, a show that you can still get your tickets for, which is a surprise because I think you guys basically built your reputation on your live shows. And that song's been
sold out.
First time in Detroit ever.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
we're excited.
I think we were like 30 or 40 tickets away yesterday.
So okay.
Get them now.
Ticketmaster.com, LiveNation.com, a couple of spots to find those tickets. And yeah, that is a song that's getting a great reaction on our station. Independently, three different people who don't know each other, just randomly sometimes people come up and tell me what things they like, whether it's my wife or friends or whatever. And that song has been one, pretty much the only one in the last couple of months that people said, I really like that song.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's a standout song on our station right now. So congratulations, A, on the success of that song. Took you, you know, a little while to get the attention of the nation in general with this song, three and a half albums, but you did it.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Hey, yeah.
Better late than never.
Well, I mean, obviously something was going right before that, though, because you were doing your thing in, New Orleans or New Orleans? How do you guys say it?
New Orleans. There's many acceptable pronunciations.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
if it's in a song, New Orleans, because then you got more possible rhymes with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been corrected and say, no, it's Nolens. No, it's not how I say it. I'm not from there.
I don't think people really say that.
Then I'm going to stop using that for sure. Anyway, so you had your chance. I mean, obviously, every city has their favorite local bands that are doing pretty well. We've got our own scene here as well. But
absolutely.
At some point, you went from local band doing pretty well to, hey, we're on a record label. How did that happen? What was it, the live performance? What was the impetus for the change in your direction, I guess?
You know, I think it was we were coming to New York kind of frequently, and we were doing some shows at the Brooklyn Bowl, and I think somebody that was going to Tulane at the time saw our band and started she was an intern for Windup, and she said, hey, you guys got to check this band out, and we were actually coming up to the Brooklyn Bowl at that time to play a show, and they came out, they saw the live show, and we at that point in time, we also had a music video for our song Criminal.
Okay.
So and they were really, really digging that tune.
All the success has been pretty incremental with us over the years. So we've been a band 9 years, and you know, the first couple years it was like we're in college, we're taking whatever regional gigs we can get. Then we have like a local manager that started putting us on tour, opening up for this band Rebirth Brass Band. First time we're in other cities, big cities, playing in front of a crowd. And then 2012, we get a real booking agent. That leads to management, more gigs, you know, better gigs, record label, two records in. We're hitting all the radio stations all the time over the years, been doing it. So we've just been working, you know, pretty steadily the last 9 years, and here we are now, you know.
That, to me, that's the way it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an incremental, like, build-up.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be bam, because usually if it's your bam, you're done.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way that used to be.
Yeah.
And then it kind of changed.
Most of our success in over the years has been, like, pretty grassroots, like put us in front of people's faces. We're going to gain these new fans by playing this show in front of this audience. They're going to bring friends to the next concert. We're just starting to see now like all this good radio play, and people are coming based off of that from the shows, which is great.
Which is very awesome.
Opens
to, you know, get the people to the show. So
opens up more doors for you, really.
Convert
them,
yes.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to be part of that
Thank you
machine.
So much.
We appreciate you, man. Yeah.
Love that song. Do you want to do another one from Men Amongst Mountains or something else?
Yeah.
What
would
you like
to do?
We'll do another one from Men Amongst
Which
Mountains.
Which one do you want to do now?
Can you keep going?
Let's do it.
All right. The Revivalists are going to keep going on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Said I'm pulling down the shades for a long ride. Never knew that I could feel so black and blue. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know is it's a feeling fit for two. 'Cause when the sunlight laid its head down on this dark night, and I was talking to myself in the rear view. Yeah, I've got questions, but I know everything is alright. And all I have to do is just remember you. 'Cause I'm never gonna lose you. I've got you deep inside my chest. And I can feel you beating like the soul of a drummer boy. We gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, let the Lord take us away. Gotta keep going, keep going, keep going. I've been you and I've been me, but now I stand up tall for what I believe. It's all arms I walk that trail of fear, set on disbelief, but no one's leaving just yet. We all want that make-believe, tried and true tribulation, who I come to be. The less I know, the more I learn how much love means to me. Yeah. Every day I'm walking out the front door, leaning on your goal. The best feeling of the day, one that I'll lead to a moment. We gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, let the Lord take us away. We gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, no, no, no. Yeah, na, 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 na. Na 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 na. Oh yeah, na 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 na. Well, I've been fake and I've been free. I've been you and I've been me, but now I stand up tall for what I believe. It's all arms I walk that trail of fear, the tread on desperately, but no one's leaving just yet. We all want that make-believe, tried and true tribulation, who I come to be. Yes, I know, the more I learn how much love means to me. Yeah. Well, every day I'm walking out the front door, leaning on your goal, the best feeling of the day, one that I lead to a moment. Gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, let the Lord take us away. We gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, no, 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 take it away.
Such a great groove. Keep going. Music from two-sevenths of the Revivalists on Ann Arbor's 107.1, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. We are in studio with you. The rest of the guys will be with you tonight at the shelter, right? Not just
yes.
Two.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
I got to say, I mean, I've been listening to the album to prepare for the interview and enjoying it quite a bit, but I really love the stripped-down versions of these songs. It really brings out something different in them.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Is this? I assume this is how they start? And this sort of
A lot of times.
Sometimes.
Yeah. A lot of times. It's, it just depends. Mm-hmm. We kind of take them as they come.
Right. Well, I imagine every band probably dreams of having that next level of success we were just talking about. And did you kind of picture where you wanted to be on a label? Because the label that has Creed and Evanescence isn't really the label I would have put you on. Not that it's not working, but
totally.
It's not what I would have pictured for you.
Well, I think that when they signed us, I think that they signed a bunch of other bands, and all the bands that they had previously were kind of at the end of their contracts. So it was kind of like we were kind of like, I guess you could call it like the new face of the label, I guess.
Cool.
So, and I think that, honestly, I think that they were kind of smart at the time. That was kind of like a lot of the hot stuff at the time.
It's kind of passé now.
You know, and now it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, it's a...
Rotating their inventory a little bit.
Rotating, yeah, you know, so...
I can be their catalog bands, and then you guys are the face of the fresh new sound. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there must have been some things you were listening to growing up that I can't necessarily pinpoint as I listen to your band, because I know that it's not 80s, 90s stuff when I hear your band. At least I don't think it is. I'm hearing older influences when I'm listening. Something, especially with the horns, I'm hearing, you know, 70s kind of soulful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a few examples of what it might actually have inspired the sound of the Revivalists?
That's kind of tough. I think we listen to a wide range of music and certainly classic rock and the soulful stuff from Stax and Motown, of course, in the 60s and 70s. It's just the arrangement of our band, having the horn section. We want to use it, you know. Yeah. And I think our pedal steel player kind of leans towards writing progressions that are like this very soulful kind of vibe, and Dave's voice really suits that stuff well.
It does, yeah.
But we try to cover a pretty wide range of styles, and we don't like to, you know, lock ourselves into one specific style or sound. I think
timing's good because we're doing pretty well with bands like Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
They're
or Leon
great,
Bridges
yeah.
sound, and you're kind of
yeah.
in the middle
yeah,
of that
exactly
you know, sort
yeah,
of
yeah.
an Americana version of both of those things.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
we
good.
Love all that. Yeah,
great timing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Great timing.
So I haven't actually heard the earlier records. How do they compare to the newest record? And at this point, the newest record is already over a year old. Have you been performing new songs? Give me kind of a picture of where you've been and where you're going.
No performance of new songs yet. We're going to start kind of working on those here pretty soon.
We did try one thing one time in Aspen. That was the only time we tried
new
song.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the outlier.
Yeah, we had no lyrics really or anything to it. It was just like an instrumental.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just tried to like see what happened in the moment.
But I think it's cool to do that because I heard the NPR interview of Brittany Howard, and she talked about writing that song Hold On, and she didn't have those lyrics that were that hook yet. And the band was like, why don't we just play that that kind of floaty one or whatever? And she was like, all right, yeah, I guess I'll try it. You know. And then she sings it Hold On the spot. And you know, everyone's
there's
singing along. She's like, all right, well, that's the song.
Does the band sound pretty similar to what it started out as in 2008 when you put your first EP out as it does today, or have you kind of gone through some changes?
Well, from the first EP, it's slightly different, but after Vital Signs, basically everybody, Vital Signs on.
We had a different some different members on that first EP, and then from 2010, from Vital Signs on, everybody on that record is in the band, still.
Well, the momentum seems to be going in the right direction, which I congratulate you again on. Would you like to do another song to remind people that you're playing at the Shelter tonight? Is this another one from Men Amongst Mountains or an older one?
It's another one from Men Amongst Mountains.
All right. What's it called?
It's called It Was a Sin.
It Was a Sin, the Revivalist in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor.
And I got fat while you stayed thin. So I came here tonight. So if you want to start that fight, we can get loaded on the things that I can't change. Yeah, ain't no amount here on night. So if you want to start that fight, we can get loaded on the things that I can't change. And I believe it was a sin, you in the way I did you in. I couldn't stop it coming from my fault. I lost the key to the getaway car. And every now and then I'm in this place. It's hell living when I need your face. Don't hide, don't hide, don't hide from me. Don't hide.
David and Zach from the Revivalist in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. It would be a sin to miss the show tonight at the Shelter. It's going to be a seven-piece band, right? All seven members.
Yep.
Drums, horns, bass, full rock show. Bring your dancing shoes. Do not stand still at the show.
Yeah, that would be a sin.
Yes, it would be.
That's do a lot of people cover Gimme Shelter at the Shelter?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe you should do it. Start a trend.
Yeah, maybe.
It's possible.
But I was thinking if, like, everybody does it, it wouldn't be as cool, but we could do it.
I've never heard of this trend, so start it, and then I'll remember who started it.
All right.
Well, again, congratulations on the success. It's great to see this kind of music finding a spot in more ears than it was a year ago, even, when the album came out. I don't know how much steam it had initially outside of your initial fans.
Picking up, for sure.
So it's congratulations. Great. And, again, the show's at the Shelter tonight. Ticketmaster and or LiveNation.com is where you can find the tickets. And come back and see us again when you got a new record out.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
This is Ann Arbor's 107.1.